We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, we've made it. We're here. It's NFL Draft Week. Good to be along with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. All right, Joe. I mean, we are 4 days away, and we've had a lot of talk for the last few months. Jeremy's been on the wide receiver train, and you know he's been the conductor of the wide receiver train. I think we all know, even Brandon Bean kind of, you know, alluded to, you know, they know that they have some work to do at the position. You know, he said last week they feel pretty comfortable at, you know, with the guys they have and don't need a number one, whatever. I think that they're going to be looking pretty, you know, highly at that position. But here's the question for you. Have you, at this point on April 22nd, kind of gotten yourself to be entrenched one way or the other on what they're going to do, whether that's trade up, trade down, stay where they are, make wide receiver over anything else? Is it, are you entrenched? I'm pretty confident they're going to do this.
I'm right now. I think a version of what they've done in the past, which is a smaller level trade up that gets you up 5, 6, 7 spots. And that they're going to go get Brian Thomas Jr. Like that. If you ask me the most likely scenario in my mind right now, I think that is the most likely scenario. That they'll move up 5 to 10 spots and they'll get Thomas. Because I think he just fits a lot of what they need. Anything beyond that, like, I just think it's such a big idea to go up into the top three receivers that the likelihood of it just, you know, like, Bean might even want to do it, and I feel like it's still unlikely to happen just because you've got to get a team on the hook versus, you know, the trade-up that I'm talking about, I think, is usually achievable.
And you can't wait at 28 to get him, right? I mean, there's no way he's falling that far. I have seen a couple mocks where he gets that far, but generally not the case.
To where? To, like, to 28? Or to 20
Brian
in general.
Thomas, yeah.
Yeah. I think would you...
I'm saying there's no way he falls that far to 28.
I don't know about no way. I think it's unlikely. I think it's definitely unlikely. I've seen a couple mocks, maybe even the most recent one from Mel Kiper had him falling to 28. So you see it once in a while, very often he's gone in the late teens, sometimes the early 20s. I think his over-under at the betting sites is 17.5, so we're talking 10 picks before the Bills. So
yeah.
Sure, it would definitely be a surprise if he fell to 28. And at that point, you might think, well, if he's there, then maybe I have some confirmation that Bean, he doesn't have to be Bean's guy. If he didn't think it was worth it to go up 3-4 spots even to get him, maybe he's got a different guy. Maybe Leggett, because Leggett's someone that almost always seems to be on the board at 28. So, yeah, but for Thomas, it almost always sounds like you got to trade up for him.
Yeah, I think so too. I am warming up more to the idea, both in my own view of whether they should or shouldn't do it, and whether they will or won't do it, right? There's those two different things. You think they might do something, but you don't want them to, or you think they won't do something, you want them to, whatever. I am warming up to the idea, A, that they might actually do it more, and B, that I am not opposed to it, of trading back. I did not think they should do it going into this process a couple months ago, even with the depth at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. But the more that we've gone through this process, and the more it looks like you're going to have to give up to go up, even though they have 10 picks. I understand that. They had 11 as of a while ago, and then the Diggs trade, and they have one less now. They have 10 picks. I still think that's a lot. They don't need all 10. So you have capital to move up. That's fine. I still prefer the trade up to get a guy, but I'm much more open to the idea now of trading down, A, from my own vantage point, and B, from what I think they might actually do.
Yeah. Yeah. I debate, like, there's the defensive end conversation too, and there's the roster being where it is versus a couple of years ago. It's kind of a desperate situation at the position as well, which, you know, like, I guess we don't fully know, like, what they think of the combo of Kincaid, Samuel, and Shakir as, can that be your 1-2-3 in terms of target getters? Mm. Cook as well, like, Brady's offense, we don't have a full look, a full scope of what Brady wants, because mid-season you got to do a lot of things the way Dorsey did. So there are question marks revolving around it, but man, I'm as confident in any draft year I think that Bean has been the GM, other than second to quarterback, right? Like, we all knew they were getting a quarterback, that they were going to try at least Allen's year, that they were going to come away with somebody, and that they were going to do everything they could to get a guy. Second to that, I've never been as confident that, like, they're going to target a certain position, they're going to go get it, and receiver for me is that. So I do think defensive end is on the table a lot, like Chop Robinson we've talked about and others, but yeah, this is as confident as I think I've ever been that they're going to do something specific.
Do you remember at all anything about the 2020 Panthers with Joe Brady as offensive coordinator?
Some, yeah. What I remember is they were very good at getting all of their weapons involved, that yep. they had the right combination. And keep in mind, this is with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback, that they were mm-hmm. very good at getting guys open underneath. And that would have been Samuel and McCaffrey, right? They would have had the yak guys that you would have wanted. And at the same time, they had deep threats. They had the combo of short to intermediate mm-hmm. and then over the top. Robbie Anderson and mm-hmm. DJ Moore both had 1,000-plus yard seasons that year, and both had really high yards per reception. Like, they were downfield threats. So I don't know if you can still do that to the same degree, even in only 4 years. I know the league has changed a lot for how often you can get open down the field like that, but what I remember is that they had an average quarterback and four great skill position players, and Joe Brady found a way to get all four of them involved.
Robbie Anderson, who's now Robbie Chosen, by the way.
Is he Rob? He was Chosen Anderson, too. I think maybe he went from Chosen Anderson to Robbie Chosen. He's all over the place. I think
that is correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah, no, he's all over the place. His name has changed a couple times. According to now, I believe his name right now is Robbie Chosen. So
okay.
if people see that, that's the guy we're talking about when we say Robbie Anderson. 136 targets that year.
Right.
That is massive.
Number one on
that
the
was
team,
their,
probably,
their number
right?
one guy. So, yeah. So wait a minute now. Joe, Curtis Samuel, we've talked about him as being their, like, he had his best year in his career as,
yeah.
You know, with Joe Brady in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
He was their number three option behind, right. and as far as targets are concerned, right?
Right.
Yeah. Robbie Chosen, 136. DJ Moore, 118. Curtis Samuel, 97. Now, in all fairness, also, Christian McCaffrey missed a whole bunch of games that year. That's the year he got hurt.
Oh,
he only
okay.
played three games.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Mike Davis became their lead pass-catching running back. He had 70 targets himself, by the way.
Right.
Mike Davis did, with 59 catches. But when you think about that team with Curtis Samuel, and we say how much he had a really nice year, and he did. I mean, he had 97 targets, 77 catches, 851 yards, really nice year with Joe Brady. There were two guys well above him as far as options, if you want to consider targets
yeah.
as, you know, what the options are. And Robbie Chosen and DJ Moore, and there's no shame in DJ Moore being, I mean, he was, but man, I was stunned looking at it. that Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen, was the number one guy on that team.
Yeah. I think that's about where Samuel is rightfully slotted. Like, I think when you can be at your best offensively, he's probably, I mean, that year I'm looking at now, 97 targets is a big number. Like, that would this year probably be second on the Bills. Like, I'd be very surprised if they had two players not named Curtis Samuel that got 100-plus. I don't want to say it's impossible, because I think Kincaid's going to get there. And if they drafted, you know, maybe Thomas would fall a little under that. If they did the big trade up and got a Dunze, I would definitely think that guy gets 100-plus. But I think most outcomes, a rookie you draft in the first round is probably falling below 97. So that number might have him second on the Bills, but that year in Carolina, I mean, he is a key contributor, but not necessarily the focal point of an offense. And I think that's how the Bills paid him, right? Like, $8 million is not a lot for wide receivers, given the boom at the position. So it's definitely somebody you want to contribute, but at the moment, he's your number one receiver. If we do it by total target getters, he's probably second to Kincaid. And I think you'd like that to just be bumped down one spot. And you have the example of Brady in 2020 here, where they got guys involved, and Samuel was third in the pecking order.
They also didn't throw to the tight end that year. Now, they didn't have guys to really throw to, right? I mean, Ian Thomas was their number one guy.
Yeah.
And then they had Chris Manhertz, and we love Chris Manhertz here in Buffalo, of course, Canisius College, you know, basketball player, but he's not a pass-catching tight end. He's more of a blocking tight end. Ian Thomas, 31 targets, 20 catches. Like, he had a very non-year. It was basically those guys, and then that's it. Now, Mike Davis, like I said, running back 59. If McCaffrey's up there, he's going to be one of those main guys. But they had three receivers. They spread the ball around. But here's the takeaway I have from looking at it, which is, you're right, Joe. Like, that's where he fits, right? That's where Samuel probably fits. Okay, so Brandon Bean says we don't need a true number one. Okay, I don't know if he actually believes that or not. It might be just kind of GM speak as you lead up to the draft, because, like I said, you don't want to lose leverage. But you bring in Curtis Samuel to the Buffalo Bills, and you look at the depth chart right now. He is their number one on the depth chart, right? Would we not disagree with that? Is it right now, Curtis Samuel, if you said, okay, you have to have a number one, you'd say it's Curtis Samuel. It's not Khalil Shakir, correct?
I would say Samuel over Shakir. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say Samuel over Shakir. Number one. Number one for me.
Okay, so based on that.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, just because.
Based on that, I'll say this. Based on that.
Yep.
You go back to 2020. There's no way Joe Brady thinks that Curtis Samuel's his number one receiver, right?
No. Nope.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he'd be used more in a specific type of role, right? It would be, I'm going to use him in the backfield. I'm going to use him on screens. I'm going to use him, you know, one of those guys where you work to get the ball in his hands because he's worth that. But When I think of prototypical number one wide receiver, I'm thinking my quarterback drops back to pass and this dude is going to get open on his own. Like, he's going to go beat the corner one-on-one. He's going to find a soft spot in his zone and he's going to warrant a target partially through scheme, but also on his own initiation. And I'm not saying Samuel can't do that. I think there's some good breakdowns from Matt Harmon and others that Samuel is actually better at that than maybe his coaches have given him credit for and how he's been used over the years. But he's not someone I'm expecting. I'm just going to line him up out wide and he's going to go one-on-one, basically play the Diggs role of past years and go get me 130 targets. I don't doubt he could perform in that circumstance. I think there's enough on his resume that says you could use him differently than he's been used in the past, and you'll still get good results. But I'm not expecting him to go play the Gabe Davis or Stephon Diggs role and come back with some elite season, with him now suddenly being considered a top receiver in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it now. I go back to 2020. I look at how he used him, and obviously, I mean, think about how this all works, right? So Curtis Samuel becomes a free agent. The Bills go out and get him. Joe Brady is the offensive coordinator that had Curtis Samuel in 2020, had his best year. Obviously, you're not doing that unless Joe Brady vouches for going to get the guy, right? I mean, Brandon Bean's going to go and like, hey, you know, what do you think? Curtis Samuel used him. Whether it's the Bills front office and pro scouting staff and Brandon Bean bringing it to Joe Brady, or Joe Brady going to them and going, guys, you go get me Curtis Samuel. That'd be great. One or the other. I don't know who initiates it. But at the end of the day, they got to be on the same page to bring Curtis Samuel in and have a plan for him. However, that said, the plan, when he had him, and he loves him, but he still was his number three guy.
Right.
So I don't think he's coming to Buffalo with Josh Allen as his quarterback in a Super Bowl window and going, oh yeah, bring him here, and he's going to be my number one guy. I can't see it. I mean, I think about it like that and say, oh my God, they have to do something at number one, despite what Brandon Bean said last week, which I'm sure he believes that, hey, if we really got down to it, Josh Allen could carry us as far as he can, and we could still be successful. There's a difference between successful and being a Super Bowl champion, I think, though. If you're talking about Curtis Samuel being your number one or your number two or three based on how it went when he was in Carolina and trying to translate that to Buffalo. Yeah. They have to do something to get someone over top of Curtis Samuel.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a game plan point to be made here, too, that there's definitely people out there that are more qualified to give this point than I am that could get into the X's and O's of it. But I think there's definitely a point to be made about Samuel and the style of player. And if Joe Brady wants to use him similarly to how he used him in Carolina, those plays that you used him in, like, I think it's going to be easier to defend Samuel on those plays if you don't have the threats on the outside. Like, part of, I'm sure, what helped Samuel have that big year in Carolina was not one, but two wide receivers were threatening defenses down the field in Moore and Robbie Anderson. And right now, if I'm walking into playing a game against the Bills, like, I have to respect them down the field that's on some level just because of Allen. Like, Allen, no matter who the receiver is, like, he might throw it. He's thrown a deep bomb to Patrick DeMarco in his life before. Like, he'll throw it up to anybody if the guy's open enough. So I have to respect that on some level, but I'm just not afraid. I'm not afraid of anybody. If I'm playing the Bills defensively and they didn't do anything at receiver in the draft, I'm walking into that game thinking, all right, guys, here's what we're going to take away. We're going to take away Samuel, Cook, Shakir, and a lot of that's going to be middle of the field and a little bit of a shorter, you know, type of game plan. We can bring our safeties up a little more than we used to. And if I'm the Bills and I want to prevent defenses from doing that and having an easier time, how do I want to do that? I want to have a multitude of different types of weapons. I want to have versatility. I want to have a guy like Brian Thomas who is going to threaten you over the top. Like, this guy runs a 4-3-3-30. He was destroying defenses deep in college, and you better watch out for him, because if you fall asleep on him for half a second, he's going to blow by you, and our giant arm quarterback's going to throw it deep to him. And now, because you're focused on that, opens up things for Curtis Samuel, opens up things for Shakir, Kincaid over the middle, Cook, you know, in the short game as well. I just wonder how successful these Bills pass catchers that are on the offense right now can be if they don't have someone taking attention away from them on the outside.
You can get connected with us. We will get connected with you, our fans. And that will be brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You can tweet us at Sal Sports, at Sneaky Joe Sports. You can also call us 803-0550. Welcome to Monday, the first day of the week, of NFL draft week, I guess is how we should say it. Of course, we're going to have wall-to-wall coverage for you all week long here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We'll have draft night coverage for you. That's going to be on Thursday night. Joe and Jeremy are going to be, how's the wide receiver big board coming along for your draft party?
It's going good. We have it up. We had to add a couple names, so Troy Franklin is going to go up on the board. Jalen Polk will go up on the board.
Wait, Troy Franklin wasn't on the board?
No, I think maybe the label got misplaced or was forgotten. It was not on purpose. It was not on purpose. He was on our radar.
By the way, what happened to that guy? He was like the number one flavor for Bills fans 2 months ago.
Yeah. I've been scared off him, I would say, in the first round.
All right.
I think the best analysis that informed my change of heart on him was from Joe Marino, Locked On Bills, who will be on with Jeremy and I on Wednesday. And there's two things. One, Oregon is weird, I guess, right? Their system and projecting players to the pros is tougher because of how they play.
It's always it's been since the Chip Kelly days.
Yeah, and that's happening with their center too right now, I think, who's starting to fall on boards. The other thing is Joe kind of said like he's going to be a very specific role. Like he's going to be downfield threat, runs a couple of routes, and I think he maybe compared him to like Jameson Williams in Detroit. Like he'll perform at what he's going to do, but just not the type of wide receiver one upside because of the route tree, and maybe also he's thinner, like kind of the Xavier Worthy, you know, issue. Right. He's just a little taller. So I don't know that he's got the complete repertoire to be like a 125, 150 target guy someday.
We are going to have Mike Catalana join us coming up after the first time out coming up here. He is from 13 Wham in Rochester, does the Buffalo Plus YouTube show with, of course, Jenna Cottrell and Dan Fates. So Mike's going to join us. If you go to Mike's Twitter profile, over 500 Bills games covered. I love that. Mike's seen it all. He's been around it all. He's also a big Philly sports fan, so we can touch on that with him. But Mike's going to join us. Not only that, but on the Rochester Americans, we'll get what's happening with the Rochester Americans, the AHL playoffs. Mike Catalana at 11:05 from our sister station in Chicago. Chris Emma is going to join us. Let's talk Bears because they're at a pivotal spot. Are they going to draft Roman Dunze? Are they going to trade down? They're at number one, but they're also at number nine. That's been a spot where a lot of Bills fans feel you got to maybe be if you want to get up, you know, to draft someone like that. And of course, that would be really, really unlikely for the Bills to go that high, but we'll see exactly what he says the Bears are thinking with that second pick. So Mike Catalana joins us coming up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, glad to have you with us. It's draft week here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.